All right, we're here with Eric Enders, number one qualifier in Pro Stock, after a run of 6.524 from this morning. Erica, your first number one qualifier in almost 2 years. Has to be a pretty cool feeling to start off the countdown like that.
Yeah, definitely. We'll need all the points that we can get, and those baby points will definitely matter. They have in our past championship runs, so we'll take all that we can get. But having a really great race car going into Sunday definitely gives you a little bit more confidence.
Take me through that run. Was that something, did you guys feel like you could go out there and go to the top there Saturday morning?
Yeah, we definitely did. After the Friday night session, we felt like we left some on the table. Having said that, we were only 6 thousandths off the pole in the number six position. So we felt like there was more to get after, and going out this morning, the air was definitely better. It was conducive for a better run. And we left some on the table during that run as well. So all of those are really good things.
Obviously, coming off the win, the great qualifier. Take me through kind of how you're feeling going into Sunday. I mean, do you guys feel like you're kind of clicking on all cylinders right now?
Yeah, I definitely feel like we're all clicking. Coming off the win at the U.S. Nationals last weekend, this being the first race of the countdown to the championship, it's very crucial. And then we have two more immediately following with Charlotte and St. Louis. So this is, once we complete here, we're just halfway through this four race swing. So we definitely have our work cut out for us. The competition is obviously stout. A lot of these younger drivers are really killing the tree, but I'm gonna have to get down to business and earn this fifth championship.
I'm gonna wait for these cars to run.
Just the conditions, you know, you're saying you left something on the table, but how does that mindset affect you when you're like, hey, my car can keep getting better, and then it does? How does that feel?
It feels really good that you always wish for the fastest race car, right? But that's not something that I've had all the time, and that's okay. So I've had to learn to drive from both standpoints. I think this year, with the competition the way it is, especially after Friday's session, like I mentioned, was being separated by less than 1/100 in the top half of the field. So it's going to come down to the driver, and I better have my act together on Sundays.
And you talk about some of these younger guys, Dallas Glenn, Kyle, Mason Begehe. You're now the older competitor.
Thank you.
Like the established competitor.
Just into that.
Giant butthead.
Yeah. How does that feel? Now you're the experienced driver.
Yeah, I did an interview with Wes Buck the other day, and he names all these drivers, like Aaron Stanfield, TJ Coughlin, Dallas Glenn, Kyle Koretsky, the Fernando Quadra brothers.
Right.
I mean, and all of those people that I just named are younger than me. So, yes, the landscape of Pro Stock has changed significantly, but I think it's great for our class. It used to be this, like, old guys, quote-unquote, redneck country right. club or whatever, but it's so different now. So, again, competition is stout, and I'm going to really have to rise to the occasion.
And last one for me is, you're the defending Pro Stock champion. Your mindset right now is every round, do you want to be establishing yourself at the top to let people know you're the person they're coming after?
Yeah, I mean, I think that your game plan has to change a little bit, because lane choice is crucial. So you don't just really necessarily go out there and race whoever your competitor is that round. You go out there and you race yourself, and you race the racetrack, and you try to put the best ET you can on the board for lane choice the following round, and try to do that all day like we did at the U.S. Nationals until the finals. So, we're just going to have to dig deep. I'm up for the challenge. I don't think that anybody can throw anything at us that we haven't been faced before. So I'd like to end that with saying we're extremely confident, but we know the battle that's ahead of us.
Cool.
Thank you.
Congrats.